How much bacon?
I've got three more rashers.
Yeah, but American bacon is not real bacon, is it?
No, it's but I got this from the butcher, see?
Oh, that looks a lot better. Well,
that looks nice.
Welcome to Bacon the Podcast. Yeah, point, let's go. Hi all, happy new year and welcome to Rank Football UK. We've been gone a long time. Quite frankly, everyone's been busy over the Christmas period. I've just about got three of us together today. Yeah, again, we welcome Andrew back, who was on suspension for a long time for being a naughty boy and getting on my nerves. So Andrew's back with us today. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thanks for having me back. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Yeah. Still a PE teacher. And Donna from the UK, what do you like to do for the pubs and have a normal life? Donna, quick one. I'm not going to say what the thing is called that we're in because that can get shows blocked. So don't say the C19 thing. But
You in
numbers,
the
numbers where your places are open, is it rising super high or is it staying steady?
In Washington, we are actually lower in numbers, but in Arizona, the numbers are rising.
Well, maybe for me and Andrew, our love from the UK, we will send you the new mutated version.
It's already over here in the United States, so you could just keep your presence.
Everywhere, people. Anyway, we're not here today. If anybody's wondering, also the rest ain't here. Simon's starting it. Paul's watching TV with his missus because he's under the thumb. Adam's at work. And Craig, well, he's only on when he feels like it, but when Craig's on is classic. And I'm going to say, go back to the last Rank Football YouTube, not the new one that's coming out, and just watch me, Simon and Craig. Do not watch it with your children because it's more like this fucking show,
Seen it.
that one. We were.
Yeah, I had to turn my ears off.
Yes, it was very naughty. We even talked about Donna stroking her pussy.
That's my cat.
But that wasn't an inside joke, people, but she's tried to lie to you and say it's about a cat. We all saw it. She on a video us
I have a cat.
on Facebook Live. She
She
catches.
doesn't.
Normally you have to pay for her only fans, but Donna's doing it for free. Anyway,
You guys have the mental acuity of a 6-year-old.
thank you very much. That's why I'm probably more better to be the Prime Minister of England than Boris Bojo, idiot Johnson. Anyway, guys, how was your Christmas?
It was
That
okay,
was
yeah. Well,
brilliant.
sort
Yeah, well,
of.
I was still in tier two on Christmas Day, so I was allowed to see family and friends. Obviously, not allowed now. But before we get any further, and I love a rant, I'm going to do a rant quickly. So, guys, it's been clearly said, right, in the UK that tier four is not working properly and tier five might be coming, but somehow, because the new mutated version of it is super fast. Andrew, why are the schools still fucking open? What is Boris doing? Is he a fucking dickhead?
Right, I've only found out tonight, and it's not long been tonight. My man phoned me, and we are supposed to be on total shutdown by tomorrow night. Well, by tomorrow, tonight, early hours tomorrow morning. Now, if he wants to shut everything down where no one moves, that's got to be including the schools,
Don't you agree? I mean,
right? But I know him now for the fact he won't shut the primary schools down, he would keep them open.
I've said this to Lee, who's a part of Rank Football YouTube, who's actually top of the league right now in the predictions. I can't even see it behind me. Anyway, that's me talking, guys. That's not going to work for the podcast, just why I say that. Anyway, I talked to Lee about this. His wife's a nurse, and it is getting a lot worse down here now where I live in Crawley. And we can't figure it out with a school thing. And I can't figure out why we can't go into a full country lockdown now for January and February, get as many people vaccinated as possible who want it. Because I know there's people listening who don't want it. That's your choice. I don't agree with it. That's your choice. I don't tell people what to do. If that's what you think's right for you, you don't have to have a vaccination. That's your choice in life. But getting back to football, you may not be allowed in football stadiums, in my opinion, in the long run. But I think January and February, get many elderly and ill health people vaccinated in January and February, doctors, nurses, school teachers, all them lot. And then March, we can open the country up, and with enough people vaccinated, and with the summer, and then slowly get people through the summer as well vaccinated who want it, we can get this country probably by August back to, well, close to normal. We won't be back to normal until next year, but close to normal, but living normal lives. Pubs open, fans going to football, people going abroad, everything like that, we can get it back. So Bojo, just lock the fucking place down now, because I'm sick of it and I'm bored of it. I can't have another year of this shit. It'll also help the economy on the long run. It'll hurt it at first because everything's locked down. But whenever other countries locked down still in Europe and we're open, we get going. Right, anyway, great little off the rant there.
Before you finish, the question is then, when you're saying shut everything down, does that mean stop all the football as well?
The way the cases are getting higher in football, I think it's going to be done soon anyway. I think they're going to get the FA Cup out of the way. We're staying with
it. I'm not going to play it.
I think the FA Cup will happen this week because they're little games and you can put your kids out against them, frankly. Most of them teams in that. Me personally, the FA Cup's the only thing Chelsea can really win this year now, so Chelsea have got to go for it. Play their third round and then after that, stop the league 2 to 3 weeks. Tell all the players, and I will get into players in a minute, stay home, don't do anything, don't have parties. That's at Tottenham and West Ham Place. Did everyone see that story today?
Yeah.
Tottenham and West Ham Place mixing together over Christmas, thinking it's fine. Then you got stupid Scholes as well, letting his kids have a New Year's party.
Yeah.
So they're all at it. The problem is a lot of people don't listen to Boris anymore because he changes it every week. Doesn't know what he's doing. There's too many different tiers. Everyone's confused. Bring a full lockdown into everything.
Well, I won't even get for two, because you just said then it's been all over, shut it down for 2 weeks. But after that, it's still got to be the virus about, and it's still going to be doing the football. So I think you should shut it down for at least a full 2 month shutdown, nothing.
You can't do that with football, mate. You can't finish the season. You avoid the season now. If that happens.
Well, do it then. You've got to do it then. That's the only way you go keep them away.
I think you could probably get rid of the lower leagues. The Premier League money-wise is too much. All our clubs would be in trouble. We'd all be in money trouble. Chelsea made a profit, by the way, everyone, just to say 2020. But we lost a lot of money. We would have had a bigger profit. But because the TV rights now, the TV companies around the world, including NBC, paid a fraction of what they were meant to pay to us. And now we're out of the EU, it's harder to bring players into the Premier League. So players abroad, I think prices are going to inflate badly. If we stop football, I think it's going to be a problem. I think 3 weeks. So stop it. Tell them we'll start home, be good boys and girls, because that's women's football as well, or non-binary football. We don't know anymore what to say in this stupid world anymore. So we can't say men or women's football. It's non-binary football from now on. I just want to put that in your thinking as well. But
so what do you do then when you're getting footballers going out? How do you punish them then? Do you punish them by fining them or do you suspend them for what?
Well, the FA and the clubs need to get together here. The clubs need to massively fine them. Massively, massively fine them, because they're risking their clubs, other players getting it as well.
Yeah.
And the FA needs to put the foot down and say, if you're caught breaking the rules, out in a minute, you've brought breaking the rules, 2-match ban straight away.
Do you think you should suspend for a full month?
It's hard. I think a two-match ban would be enough. There's too many games right now. Look around football YouTube. I've had to make you all send me videos in because there's so many games in a month. Yet again, ridiculous. I didn't want the Cups back this year. I didn't want international football. But here we are. There's nothing we can do about it. Donna, your thoughts?
Well, I thought instead of just fine them, but let's just not pay them. Don't pay the players who come down with COVID. That means that they have exposed themselves, like the party. You mentioned the party.
You've got to be careful there, Donna, because sometimes we don't know if a player snuck out and they could be asymptomatic and move on to someone who gets symptoms who may follow in the rules. So I think the ones who get caught get fined and suspended.
Well, I've got a better idea then. And I would do this, but a lot of people probably disagree with me. The people who get caught, and they instead of fining them, well, fine them, but I should fine them. Give the lower teams, if it's someone like Derby or someone like that who's struggling for money, give them the money. That's the only way you go stop it altogether.
But Andrew, it's not just about money. We're talking about people who are exposing others to a virus. Now, whatever your views are on a virus, it's one thing. But you're exposing others to a virus. You're also eliminating clubs from participating. You're eliminating clubs from having, I mean, we were just in a tier where London could have supporters come into the stadiums to support the clubs. They were making just a little bit of money in that area of time. Now, all of a sudden, people got lazy. They started, and who knows, maybe the numbers are exaggerated. I mean, you want to talk to Americans about that. Americans have theories all day long that the numbers are exaggerated.
People had the same feeling over here. Not, over here with COVID deaths, what I find very saying now, if you've had COVID 28 days beforehand and you die 28 days later in a 28-day period and you could be over it, it will be put down as a COVID death. To me, I think that's very risky. I also think someone with stage 4 cancer with COVID. God, we don't want to die of either things, but...
Yeah, because this isn't a podcast about... But I'm sorry, Phil, but this isn't a podcast about that issue. It's a podcast about football.
It all fits in because football right now is under scrutiny and could be stopped because some players are idiots. Unfortunately, the background staff, what we don't know personally, as we don't see, we don't know if they're walking down their local Tesco's without a face mask on and that. Other shops are available, by the way, people. But going into them shops and then bringing it into the club as well. Now, how do we sort them out? That's the problem because they don't earn much money.
I don't think you can. I really don't think you can sort people out.
I think you can. I think you could do it once. What's their wage? We'll say £900 a month. We'll just put a weird price, a low price, 900. You take 100 quid off of them. You spend them from working for a couple of weeks, so they lose money there as well. You get caught again, you're out on your ear. So you give them an option first. You give them a warning because we all make mistakes. Every single human makes a mistake with this COVID thing. I have gone to a shop before and forgot my mask. Yeah, it happens. I don't wear it all the time. When I walk in the streets, I don't wear one. When I'm walking the dog and that, I don't wear it. I've been told from tomorrow I've got to wear it at work. What's actually getting on my nerves because I'm the only one at work who stands on their feet the whole shift while everyone else sits down. Because the rule is, if you're at your desk sitting down, you can take your mask off. If you're walking around like I have to in the workshop and that, you've got to keep it on 24/7. Now, I've been going about getting myself like a wheelchair just to push myself around so I can take the mask off, but that's just a silly joke. I'm also going to have a COVID test tomorrow, guys. So we'll see what happens. Because we're going back to work, we've got to have a COVID test. We'll see how
what the question is then, why can't, if there's, like you said, you've got to wear a mask and the people at the desk don't, what goes for them? Surely it must go for you as well.
Well,
you can't have one and one.
Their desk are they're all 2 meters apart at their desk, and they've got plastic sheet things around their desk. What's covering them away from everyone right now?
They're all, put a sheet around you.
Yeah, but yeah, the football bubble things that run around with it. Or as I said, but when they are, if someone else comes to their desk, they do have to put a mask on. So I don't want to say they're not wearing it full stop, guys. They are wearing masks. Protocols are being followed. As soon as they get off their desk, mask has to go straight on. But there is no one near them. We usually have a team of 25 people, and I know for Monday there's only 8 of us. So it's a very low team who's coming in. So we are a skeleton team right now. So there's not nowhere near as much as anyone's listening, going crying. All the protocols are followed at my work. So don't worry about it. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. Cleaning is done every hour to the desk, to the kitchens, everywhere it's done. It's constantly done. If someone's family member, we have people been off, once a family member's been catching COVID, they've been away for 2 weeks, had their test, they've been fine, but they've stayed away. Everything's been followed. Anyway, let's get off that bloody thing. Let's get back to football. I've got my thing I want to moan about. Now, we've gone Tottenham, West Ham, we've gone to that COVID and football game thing. Frank Lampard, Andrew, are you going to admit to me because if anyone goes back on the podcast, you're going to love this. Andrew, you said Chelsea would win the league. I said they wouldn't. Who is correct? Hello, Andrew. You seem very quiet.
Listen, you still got plenty of time to win the league if you need to.
Now you messed up.
I don't think you will, no. I don't think you will win the league now. I think you're fucked up big time.
Chelsea's out now is embarrassing. It's an Arsene Wenger. We're after fourth. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but is that now? Right, about Frank Lampard. Okay. But if you go back years gone, you know yourself, England probably have the best three midfielders in the world.
Or
at least up there. Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, but those are all players that are not playing anymore.
No, but what I'm saying is, though, it doesn't make him a great manager.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gerrard's doing a fantastic job in Scotland.
Gerrard, he's gone to Scotland, won an easy league to play junior manager in Corton, and he's doing well. Frank Lampard came from Derby County, and he's gone straight up to Chelsea, which that is a massive club to manage. Just like United with Solskjaer. Did I think Solskjaer would do a good job? No. Has he done a good job for me? I think he's done a belting job up to now. If he can win the league, it's a bonus, that for me.
We have got to stop blaming the managers every time that something goes tits up.
No, Dominic, it's a thing at Chelsea, though. With this squad, last year, Frank got away with a lot of the defending problems last year, and we were terrible defending last season. But we had a young team, transfer ban, a young manager, inexperienced in the Premier League. We know everyone was letting him off. He's a Chelsea superhero. He's a Chelsea legend. Now, the problem
is... We're still terrible at defending. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's now spent over 200 million. He's had a year in charge of Chelsea. He's brought some world-class players in, and none of them, apart from Silva for a little while, was doing well. But none of them are doing anything. Now, I'm giving Vernon and Havertz more time. They're young lads, and I think they need a season in the Premier League before you see the real talent in them too, because they are quality players. But at the same time, I think Frank isn't experienced enough with world-class players to mould it together as a team. I like Frank. I want him to prove me wrong. But I'm not getting proven wrong. Frank's got a great plan A when it works, but he's not good enough in a game for a plan B to work. He doesn't know when to make the subs at the right time, who to sub. He doesn't know when to change formation. Me, every week, I can tell you, Frank Lampard, until the FA Cup next week, he'll try something. But he will go for his 4-3-3, and you will know the lineup, and you will know the left and right back, he wants them bombing up the wings. That is how to handle Chelsea. It's simple. You stop the left and right back like Man City did, you open them up, because Chelsea try and bomb, and if they do bomb forward, they've got a massive gap at the back, they come through. Now, that is Frank's problem. It's been having a lot happen. Arsenal is happening a lot lately defensively. There was a moment Chelsea looked great defensively, and Andrew, you could see why Andrew thought Chelsea would win the league. But when it's you're not a good manager when it's going well. You're a good manager when things start going wrong, you know how to turn it around quickly. And we're going 7 games, I think, now. Chelsea have only won 2 in the Premier League.
Yeah,
that squad, not good enough.
But no, Phil, here's okay. I'm going to say something about that though, because you say that Frank's taking them up the wings, which is, I mean, yeah, over and over and over again. And you could say the same about American football too, because there's managers out there that do the same plays over and over again. But maybe that's because he doesn't have a good center back, or a good midfield. It's not the manager's fault. They need to get better players out there.
Yeah, but I would say Chelsea are not a good enough team.
Personally, Chelsea, for me, they've probably got the best, at least one of the best back four in Silva. He's got to be one of the best. At his age, he's got to be one of the best.
But you know what, guys? There was a time where Fergie didn't have the best record either, and they were about ready to sack him. And what happened?
It won the trophy.
Exactly. Let's give the man. I'm not a Chelsea supporter, as you know,
let me get to
by any stretch of the means. But I'm tired of seeing all the managers being sacked because 2 years on the trot and they don't have a good run, and they sack them. How about giving these guys a chance to prove their worth?
You can't use Fergie as a thing anymore because it's a totally different era of football. Football is not the same game anymore. The way it's played, it's not the same game. So the Fergie era was different. And back then, yeah, you're right. Fergie was that close, winning a League Cup. After that, though, what Fergie did prove with money, he knew who to bring in and who to get rid of. And he did. Frank hasn't proven that yet. And unfortunately, with a club like Chelsea, and football is money now, and I hate it for it. If you want just decent football, go and support a Div 2 side like a Crawley Town. And you enjoy football. But football now at the top is about being the elite. And Chelsea can't afford not to be in the elite.
But your owners have got to give your managers a chance to prove their worth. They can't just say you get one season to do it or two seasons. Even Ole has had how many now? Three? Are we on our third season with Ole?
Don't ask me.
I know.
It's had three seasons, but at the moment, it's doing a lot better than, for me, it's doing a lot better than Frank Lampard.
He is right now.
Andrew, just last week, you were ready to sack the man.
I still think he should be sacked. I'll tell you I think Man United will have a world-class manager. You Man United fans get excited. You're not winning the league. It's between Man City and Liverpool. I don't care what anybody says. It's always going to be them two for now. With a world-class manager, you bring a couple of more world-class players in, Man United are back. I said it all season. I don't think Solskjaer is a man. You're second right now, and you can all pretend you won. You've had some of the biggest dodgy decisions go your way the last few games. And it doesn't matter because it happens to everyone. But, and it happened for Liverpool last year. But the pussy is back. But I'm telling you now, you were losing. As I said, don't rate a manager on a good run. Rate a manager when it's going wrong.
Exactly, because that's where his worth is shown.
But it's not, because he did this last season. You had a good run. And then rubbish. And
well,
then,
we only had a good run until COVID hit.
You need a manager who is constantly, from start to end, basically, with a couple of losses here and there, who will do it. Solskjaer's not that guy, I'm telling you. When you come up against decent teams like Man City and Liverpool again, Man City, by the way, are looking amazing again now. I don't know what's going on there. Guardiola's figured something out. But
no, I don't think Man City's looking all that good because they have, what's his name out?
You know they've got the best defense in the Premier League right now for the last eight games.
But they're not complete.
Yeah, but that's what makes them so good. They're not complete. And you had a Chelsea team out there, barring our right back, who usually plays. That was Chelsea's starting lineup, basically. And we, at home, we got taken to school. And they played De Bruyne at front. That is what a decent manager can do. His back was to the wall and he figured out how to beating Chelsea would have been fair enough 1-0, 2-1. 3-0 at halftime, genius by him.
I don't think it's but Phil, what I'm saying is I'm giving Lampard some doubt here because I don't think it's all Lampard's fault. I think there's lack of passion on Chelsea's angle.
Well, that's always been there at Chelsea, but Conte came into a Chelsea team who was bang out and he won the league.
How about this? Maybe, just maybe, it's the X factor that all the clubs throughout England are facing right now. There's no supporters in the stadiums.
Well, you can't use that excuse because everyone's got the same problem.
Well, I know, but we all have that same problem. Yeah, we all play like shit because we don't have those supporters.
Well, I'm not being rude. I've given up because I'm totally injured now. My body, bones broken everywhere. But I didn't go and play football for fans. Andrew, did you ever play football to go and play football for fans? Did you go and play the football because when you played football as a kid, you played it and you loved the game?
I'm playing football because I want to play. I love the game. Not because people were there. I didn't bother about people being there. I was bothered about the way I play. And that's the only. But the fans did help. Fans did up, but I've done it for myself as well.
But when every club has no fans, it doesn't make a difference. We're all at the same opinion. But teams are still turning it on. Man United are winning with no fans. So, Donna, that could backfire on you. Your fans could come back and you could start losing.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, isn't that what rant football is all about? Thinking out loud.
That's the idea. We're not meant to agree with everything. But I think I know Roman Abramovich as a Chelsea fan. He has not got the patience of a god. he will soon flick that finger. He will be talking to other managers now. The ex-PSG manager, Allegri, if it was me, people, I don't care what you say, you're probably going to put your eyes up here. I would choose, me personally, I want someone with experience in the Premier League. I would bring Brendan Rodgers in and get JT in as John Terry. In as
Brendan Rodgers.
You would love that as well, wouldn't you?
Daniel Craig.
He had an average Liverpool team with a really good Gerrard, didn't he? He nearly won the league with that. He dominated the Scottish league, but that's not hard. And he come back to Leicester when Leicester had a big dip again, and he's brought him right back up. And he's a good manager. And with Brendan Rodgers, he knows Chelsea, because I don't know if you know this, for about, I think, 5 years maybe, he was a Chelsea youth manager. He knows the club.
Yes, he was.
Oh.
He just went to PSG.
Oh, did he? See, I don't get the news over here who goes in these days.
If you have to go and get a top world class manager, Phil, I'm on about a top class. I don't mean a Brendan Rodgers. Who would you actually go for? Because if it was at United, I think there'd only be 2 hour goal for. Well,
I can tell you mine now.
Ex Juventus boss. And the ex-Paris Saint-Germain boss.
Right now, if it was me and Roman goes, go and choose the manager and we're getting him for you, it'd be Allegri, the ex-Juventus manager. I love the guy. Yeah. But personally, I'm still pissed off about this, where Donna makes me look stupid. I'm still pissed off when Conte got fired. The guy won the league the first season, got to an FA Cup final. I can't remember if he won it or not, because I know... Next season, he got to an FA Cup final and finished in, I think, second. And because he fell out with Costa and had a massive row with the board because they didn't want their egos hurt, he was fired. Now, to me, Conte was the guy I thought who was going to build a new legacy at Chelsea.
Would you ever take the Everton boss back? What's it called?
Angelotti, another one I'd have. I look at Angelotti now and think, is he the right mould for Chelsea now? I kind of want a younger manager. This is why I say Brendan Rodgers as well, because if you bring John Terry in as a number two, that's your leader in the dressing room as well. He can even say to his boss, don't come in for 10 minutes. I'm going to rip the arse off these little wankers. I've won everything with Chelsea. Let me tell them what this club's about. But Brendan Rodgers, as I said, he's got Premier League experience. He's got some fantastic teeth to smile to the camera like Klopp.
So does Mourinho.
Donna fancies Brendan Rodgers, so
you can always have the chosen one back.
Jose.
Would you ever take Jose back if he was the last option?
No.
So if you had a chance then between Solskjaer and Jose, who would you take?
Me. Bill would manage Chelsea.
Who would you take if you had a chance between Solskjaer and Jose? Who would you actually take back? Who would you go for?
Neither of them. I'd fold the club.
You would?
The problem, if you
bring Jose, serious. Who would you go for?
I wouldn't have Solskjaer for this reason. I think he's a joke. I don't think he's a good manager. Your last game you won, that's the softest penny I've seen for ages. Chelsea literally had the same thing today and wasn't given. That's another thing about VAR, what I don't like. But anyway, I'm not making excuses. Man City destroyed Chelsea. Jose comes back. The problem you got, he's been there twice. The second time he came back, he still loved Chelsea. He don't love Chelsea anymore. There's a lot of bad blood there. And I think it would surface too quick when things start going wrong. So, no, you can't have it, because you know what's going to go wrong with Jose. You've had it with Jose. When it goes wrong, it goes wrong. And you can't afford to have that. Donna's sort of got me thinking, maybe give Frank until the end of the season and say, look, we may not make Champions League. Let's give Frank to the end of the season.
Are you be willing to risk not finishing in Champions League with Frank Lampard, or would you be willing to go to the Champions League and do something?
It's a tough one, because yet again, I'm contradicting myself. I look at Klopp and I saw what he did with Liverpool. And at first, we were all laughing at him. Oh, he's come to the big league. He ain't the big boy anymore, is he? He doesn't have... Now, he's won the Champions League, he's won the Premier League. He could be on for his second Premier League title this season, who knows? And he was given time. So I get what Donna's saying, that side of the coin. I think it, but the problem with Klopp and Lampard is Klopp had experience before he came to Liverpool.
Yeah, he managed a big club.
And he won the German League.
Yeah.
Lampard, I feel sorry for him. I love Frank. I want him to prove me wrong. I keep on saying this.
Well, would you have him as a number two then?
No, I think that wouldn't be fair on Frank. I think Frank, I feel sorry, Frank. I think if he had a couple of more, if he was allowed to have a couple of more seasons at somewhere like Derby in that, or even Aston Villa, somewhere like that, anywhere like that, and then came to Chelsea, I think he would have been quality. I think the big job came too quick. And he couldn't turn it down. No one would turn it down. So I don't blame him for that. But I think it's too big of a job too early in his managerial career.
Yeah. Well, it just showed, didn't it? Look at Wayne Rooney. All right. He's managing Everton. Not Everton, so Derby. So he's managing Derby. But if United come crawling, I don't care who you are, you go for it. You will take that chance.
Of course you would.
And he's done exactly the same thing with Chelsea. Took that chance, think everything's going to go smooth.
I'm not being rude. I'm not being rude. If someone offered me the chance to be the Prime Minister of England, I'm going to take it. I've got no clue what I'm doing.
Where?
But I'm going to take the job.
Would. Anybody would. It's just that chance you take. It's a big club. But
it's also, it was a club that's very dear to Frank's heart. So I know this run is hurting Frank probably more than the players.
Right? Yeah. His dad was there. Did his dad manage Chelsea at one time?
That was assistant manager at West Ham under Harry.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if I was Frank, though, just sit down, have a chat with Harry, calm down. It's FA Cup this week, swap the whole team, freshen it up.
Yeah.
And just say, well, Uncle Harry, what do you think's going on? Talk to a few people.
Yeah.
You know, try and freshen it. I said, Dollar sort of got me around to thinking, give him to the end of the season. But if it's terrible, we finish like 10th, he's got to go. He's got to be in the round top four.
I think that's a bit too much of a risk, Phil. I really think it's too much of a risk.
It makes me wonder if Frank doesn't he have like mentors and someone that he can go to and say, hey, I'm in a slump. I just don't know what I need to do to get the lads working with me. And everyone knows I do the same plays over and over again. How do I make this work? Because I love this club so much.
Yeah, his problem.
I want to be a better manager.
No, his problem. His mentors, ready? Guardiola, Man City, Angelotti, Evan.
Do you know how to be a good person to talk to?
They can't help him that much because they don't really want him to do that well because they're fighting for his position in the league.
Yeah, but do you know how I think it could help him out a lot? And I think it would help him out a lot.
He needs a mentor. Kind of like what...
I think Alex Ferguson would be ideal just to sit down and talk.
No, because Ferguson is giving mentorship to Ole.
Help him along. If you think about it, just imagine Chelsea finishing 14th, 15th. That is bad.
Chelsea, who doesn't run the club, but just comes down and watches stuff in training, sits in the stands and talks to Frank in the week saying, this is what I think went wrong. Nice, Frank still has a final say. Gus Hiddink, he's like a father-like figure to Frank as well. Put his arm around.
Right.
Yeah, that could be a good choice, just to sit there and go, look, Frank, you're being too soft on this player. You're being too hard on this player. Because players' mentality, everyone's different. I love Mason Mount. I think he's playing well, but clearly Frank's starting to choose favourites in the team as well now. And I think the mentality.
I think, and I don't know because I'm not in this position, but I think the hardest thing to be is not just a manager in a top flight club, but to be a man in a manager position in a top flight club with no one to turn to.
Or a lady.
Or a lady, whatever.
21.
I'm just saying, I think it would be a terrible place to be in that you don't have anyone to turn to ask for mentorship. Or to say, hey, I just need someone to tell me where am I going wrong with this? We were so good 6 months ago.
6 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Chelsea were awesome. And that's what bugs me.
That's your opinion.
No, we were. It's three weeks ago, we were looking like we're going to go top of the league.
I thought you would win the league, and that's why I said I'd win the league from the way he's playing. Yeah,
this slump actually happened December last season as well, guys. So I'm not kind of shocked. Also, with the young players what have come in, the Havertz and that, the Verners, as I've said, I don't think you're going to see the best.
Do you reckon you're playing too many young players then? The problem to start?
No.
I think the problem is he's trying to find a way to, in his formation, he's trying to find a way to fit the new players in. And that's the problem. Right now, he's got to say, If you're not playing well, Werner, you're going to have to sit on the bench for three or four games while the other lads...
You won't do that.
And I only think that's about 35% of the problem too, Phil. I think the other 25% of the problem is that he doesn't have a person on the pitch that is that captain, that person that says, you're not listening to Frank. You're out. You've got to buckle up, pay attention. You're out. You're a captain.
That's why Chelsea in January, in my opinion, have got to sign Declan Rice from West Ham. That kid gets on the pitch. His heart is on his he's an ex-Chelsea youth, but he's West Ham right now. And when he's out there, even if West Ham playing bad, he's kicking the lumps out of other players. He's shouting at players like a leader. He's literally dragging sometimes West Ham back into a game. He's not their best player, but sometimes I don't think your skillful player should be your leader out there. So Chelsea, when we were in our prime, John Terry, you wouldn't say he was as good as Rio passing and that, but as a striker, you didn't want John Terry up your arse. And as a team, you didn't want to be losing if you was part of John Terry's dressing room, because half time he would come in and rip your fucking heads off. And I think Declan Rice would do the same at Chelsea. He's young, but I think he's brilliant.
Would he actually go back to Chelsea?
Yes, his best mate's Mason Mount in real life. They are best buddies. They even went on holiday at the beginning of the COVID period, didn't they? They went on holiday together. They got caught playing six-a-side naughty boys with each other.
I've said it before. A captain needs to be respected and someone who can lead the younger ones, because those younger players just don't have the experience, especially in Europe.
I agree with you. Declan Rice reminds me of John Terry. John Terry, when he came in first year, just played with Chelsea, Desai in the back. He wasn't a leader. He was thrown up to captaincy very young because he was a leader. And that is what Declan Rice to me as well. Declan Rice is a no-nonsense footballer who's got some good skills. He's not the most skilled for this. But in a Chelsea midfield, what is soft, Declan Rice, even though I want to play centre back, I think I put him in midfield with my midfield, and I would have it as Mason Mount, Kante, and Declan Rice if he's going to play the three.
Well, and this is why I think with a manager, if you put a manager with the same equal, like a definition to a captain, you want someone who can lead. A captain and a manager are pretty much equal when you think about it. A manager is leading the team, but you need a captain out there on the pitch the same way. You need someone who can lead the team on the pitch.
Let's bring it towards United then. I know it's not about United at the moment, but...
We can make it about United. We'll change the subject slightly, so let's move on from
Is Bruno a better captain than Harry Maguire on the pitch, shouting-wise?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bruno's not...
Why don't you turn around and say to him then, you're not having a captaincy no more, we're giving it to Bruno.
Difference with Bruno, what I see with Bruno is not only is he a good footballer, he also gets stuck in, and you can see he's a leader. He's the trifecta.
I think he wants. If Chelsea ever went for him for United, I think he would have gone. And I think, I do. I think if Chelsea went for him before United, I think you'd be running away with the league by now, because he can open passes up.
I would be worried right now with Real Madrid and Barcelona being so poor, because he is the type of player they're looking at.
I don't think he will go.
Nothing against Man United right now, but Manchester's a shithole. Nothing's really... It's not a nice place to live. You live there, Andrew, it's boring. It's like living in Crawley for me. It's fucking boring. Manchester is a big industrial estate, like Crawley Town is an industrial estate. So if you get offered sexy Madrid, the lovely weather, the señoritas, the Portuguese friends out there, Spanish friends out there, beautiful lake views, beautiful looking cities, you're taking it.
Yeah, but are you? Could answer the question then. You go look at the likes of Hazard. He's gone over there from Chelsea. To me, that was a big, big mistake. You've not replaced him. Look at him now. Do nothing.
Yeah,
but he's right. Why do you think Rooney took the MLS? It was so exotic.
Yes. He's talking about going to Miami. I mean, seriously? He's thinking into Miami, maybe over Manchester City, someone like that. He's thinking into Miami because now I've got friends who live out there, and they tell me that parts of Miami absolutely stink like garbage. And what we see at the beachfront, most of Miami is a dump. But that beachfront alone just makes you want to go there. I would live there just for areas. I'm not trying to say. Donna, is it Fort Lauderdale? How do you say it, that place in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
That's it. I would love to live there. It's cheaper than Orlando, Miami. It's got nice beaches, lovely weather. That's me. If I'm a professional footballer and I had a team there and I'm 36 years old, I'm like, hello. I'm moving in. So
yeah, they wouldn't take you, Phil.
Also, a lot of it's to do with you're saying about footballers. What you've got to remember as well is the wives, the girlfriends, the kids. Right now, do you want to be bringing your kids up as a foreigner in the UK, what's now non-EU, and it's harder to do things to get to Europe and that. So for them, you know, it's easier for them to move around Spain and everything. Right now, I think this EU stuff will be sorted and we'll be able to move backwards and forwards for holidays and that soon. But like work-wise, it's almost impossible now for us to go and work in Europe. So you've got to look at footballers as well. Now, they may think, I'm out of here. I'm a European myself. The rules in England are not as good for me as they used to be. There's so many things we've got to look at now. The Premier League, yeah, again, just by coming January the 1st and being a non-EU country, it's already affected West Bromwich Albion. There's three players they want to bring in, but because of some sort of criteria with EU players what ain't high quality, they're not allowing them. So,
I think I sent you a picture, Phil, about that young kid from... I think he's come from a team from Italy somewhere. No, United bought him last summer, I think it was. And now they're saying he can go, but we want him on loan. Now, how the journey wise, is that not going to affect him?
I don't know. As I said, you were saying about players, foreign players coming in. Yeah, I've gone back to Chelsea. Are them youngsters not doing good this year? They've moved to a new country. What they can't do anything in right now. They're living in London and there's nowhere they can go. I mean, being in Germany, they would have been happy. They, even if they couldn't go out many places, they would have known where to go for walks, nice places and that. Here, they don't even know what London is, as far as I care. They haven't seen the nightlife. They came here for all that. But anyway, I want to get totally off of Chelsea. Andrew, you had a rant, you said, and you didn't tell me what it was.
Okay.
I can't remember now. We've just been talking about it.
I am laughing. You probably can't remember it.
No. So he's been talking about everything. No, it's just like, for an example, like, you're going back to the VAR again. You've got to improve some on that to make the league run better.
I can approve VAR in a matter of seconds, mate.
Yeah, you could do. But no one else can see none of that. Like you said, that Paul Pogba in the penalty. Yeah, it was ours. But He didn't even look at the VAR. He just punched the spot. Now, if the referees made that stupid mistake, come out at the end of the matches or half time.
I can handle a referee or a linesman making a mistake.
I made a mistake.
Their eyes, they see. But when VAR is taking 3 to 5 minutes and still getting it wrong, is that not spoiling the game?
Of course it is. It spoils the game all the time now, from my liking.
Seriously, every game now, it's not less than 4 or 5 minutes of injury time. Don't you miss the days of 1 minute? Well, you wouldn't know this because you're Man United fans of Fergie, but what the games when they're 1 minute of injury time.
Fuck you.
I was going to say fuck you myself, but...
Haters are going to hate.
Right, guys, I'm going to get into Jokester quickly now. I'm going to go to Solskjaer. You lot are bigging him up. As you said a few weeks ago, loads of you were saying that he was sacked. He's not a good coach. I'm sorry. You've had some dubious decisions go your way. It's won new games or draw new games. What is not against the club, because that's VAR and the rest faults out there, but it's put you in a false position and a false hopes, I think. I really do think you'll still finish third or fourth. I don't think you'll be top two, and I don't think you'll get anywhere near the title. You're having a great run now. But as Solskjaer was asked, what the season for COVID, he said no. And why is that? Because exactly the same as Sheffield United, what I said to you lot would happen. When we came back, I said Sheffield United would fall apart because their momentum had been stopped, dead. right? If you have a 2-3 weeks off, Man United don't have a game, your momentum is stopped, and I think you go back to average United. Not bad, because you're not bad, but you go back to average United.
Well, the only thing what we're missing at this moment in time, and I've watched other people say and stuff like that, if we were to go and win the league, because Maguire and Richard, they're not good enough, they're not quick enough. We need a brand new centre back, a young centre back who can do the job of pace. Now, that's our problem at the back. Forget the fucking midfield. The back for me is a weakness for Man United. That is where you get look at the like, bring up the Cities, the Liverpools, the Chelseas. They've all got strong people at centre back, left back, right back. We haven't. We need a brand new centre back, and we need to buy him now.
I agree. I think you're in the same problem as Chelsea's centre backs. But the problem is, I don't really know any world class centre backs out in the world right now.
Well, I don't either. That's the whole problem. One. There has
I
been
know
no
one.
Centre backs.
I know one who, but I don't know when his contract runs out. I think it's any time now his contract runs out. It's Ramos.
Yeah, but he's an old man.
In Madrid, I would go and get him for.
It's a stopgap. It's not good enough.
No,
it's a
silver. I'll help him. I'll get him just to get us to win to begin. To everything goes back to normal.
Yeah, that's not as well.
Going by a younger one.
Silver's one of the best in the world right now, and Chelsea look atrocious.
So, but you can't spend stupid money on getting a player for one or two seasons for a stopgap band-aid fix.
No, it's free. It'd be free. It'd be
free. Yeah, but wages are still being.
But it's still a plaster fix, Andy. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean,
what both us need to do, say Chelsea have Silver for one more season and you get Ramos in, we both then need to go and find a young, not too young, but young world-class centre-backs what can be moulded for a season with them too, knowing that we've got to bring another centre-back in the year later. So that's the problem we have. Right now, as I said, I look at defending now, and I think the art of defending has gone from football. I don't look at defenders that good anymore. I don't think half these players who everyone thinks are world-class scoring goals now would have been good 10, 15 years ago when we had the Terrys, the Vidic, the Rio Ferdinands. Even Carragher was better than most of the centre-backs in this league right now. And we had a plethora of Cavalios. We had everything.
Would you go and get him from what's that team called, Jim? RB, what the card? Yeah. Would you go and get the lad from there? The big black lad.
I don't know, because the German league, this is me. The Premier League is not the most gifted league in the world as players, but it's the most exciting league because anyone can beat anyone on that day. But the German league, you have a few world-class teams, but the rest are rubbish. So they have better teams than we have at this moment, but their league is rubbish compared to ours. Now, so right now, Werner, he looked electric in the German league. Right now, it looks like Chelsea have bought a dud. I think he's not going to be a dud. I think Havertz ain't going to be a dud. But at this moment, I can see why everyone's saying they are two duds. We've wasted money on.
No, I don't think you wasted money on.
I don't think it's weird, isn't it? Because I'm saying Frank's got to go. And then I'm saying at the same time, you've got to give these, a young manager's got to go. And then I'm saying at the same time, you've got to give these two young foreigners a chance.
You can't just buy someone and say, well, you played half a season, you shit, go. Every foreigner, it's very rare you get a foreigner coming in. But I know a lot of foreigners had the Drogbas, people like that come in, scoring goals for fun when he came to Chelsea. I hated that little fucker, trust me. I hated him. Then you got Bruno at United. He's coming, he's picked this Premier League up with what I thought.
Yeah, but do you know what Bruno interests me? Is he at the right age to move to a European league? So how old is Bruno?
How old is Bruno?
25.
He's 27 or 28. Andy.
I'm around 26, 27 myself. So he's 25 to 27.
He's about 25.
Hey, guys, get the phone out.
You get your phone out. I promise you, about 25 years.
How old is Man United player Bruno Fernandes?
Bruno Fernandes is 26 years old.
There we go.
26.
So 26. So he came in when he was 25.
I was right.
Yeah, but he came in at 25. Now, I think 25 is just about close to the right age. You start hitting your prime in football when you start seeing the real player. Havertz is 19, 20 years old as a kid. And people forget that. 19, 20-year-old man, I was scared to go in a pub and talk to a girl. So, and I 19-20 year old, I was scared to back chat my boss. Now anything can make me trigger and I'll tend to go and fuck off. I'm 41 years old. With age comes more confidence, I think. Some people have it young, most people have to grow into it. Right, Donna, have you got anything for us?
No. Right. I was going to say something about the pussy, but...
You better keep that pussy behave.
But I don't want to drop down to your mentality.
In other words, she's gone looking for her pussy, people.
You two are incorrigible.
Anyway, before we wrap this up, I'm going to ask, we're close to halfway through the season. You're very happy. I was very happy. I'm indifferent now, Chelsea. Where do you think, truthfully, your team's going to finish this season by the end of the season? See if we can get back to this at the end of the season.
Who's going first?
Who are you asking?
Yeah, so I'll go first. I think Chelsea will scrape fourth. And I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea won the FA Cup. But that's it. A few weeks ago, I was thinking Chelsea would finish second. But now I think we're going to scrape, and I mean scrape, fourth. Champions League, I thought we were going to beat Atletico Madrid. I think they're pretty fresh us right now, the form we're in. Unfortunately, in FA Cups, you know, you get a little good run in the FA Cup, you get lucky draws against smaller teams. That's the luck of the draw. And you hope the bigger teams meet each other. Like, for example, you hope Man United meet Man City, Liverpool meet Man City, anything like that. So one of them goes out. You hope for things like that all the time. Chelsea, I think fourth, yeah, and probably the FA Cup. I think winning the league, and I said at the beginning of the season, and they did slump badly, so no one probably agreed with it, because I've got my predictions somewhere in my house. I remember sending them to you lot as well. I still think Man City are going to win the league. I think they're going to go on one of their runs again. I saw something the last few weeks in Man City. The hunger's back. I don't know why it disappeared, but it's back in them. And I think Liverpool's injuries, unfortunately, it's just going to affect them too much during the season. But I've got a feeling Liverpool will probably win the Champions League. So it'll work both ways. But then again, Man City fans, you probably want the Champions League instead of the Premier League because you've never won that, because you're not a big club until you're in the Champions League. That goes to Tottenham and Arsenal fans. And Man City fans. Still, you
Arsenal will be relegated anyway.
No, Arsenal want a good run, guys. So, Donna, over to you. Where do you think your team's going to finish? Do you think you're going to win any cups? And who do you think will win the league?
I'm going to go way off the beaten path. I don't think we're going to finish the league. I think that there's going to be another shutdown. And I don't think we're going to finish anything this year again. When we do finish, I think United is going to place top four. We'll get Champions League again. Chelsea will finish top four. Liverpool and City will win the league. Liverpool won't win the league. As God is my witness, Liverpool, I'll go over there and break a couple of legs on Liverpool's squad.
I'm sorry, you get out of here.
No, I have a feeling that with all this new positives going around the clubs, yeah. I think that the FA is going to step in and push a couple of weeks, and with our schedules and the fixtures so close with everything, I think we're going to see what happened last season.
Do you know what you do? Do you know what you do then? If it's the Premier League, I'm sorry, you scrap the FA Cup this season. I love the FA Cup. It's the oldest cup in the world in football, but it's something you don't need right now. And if we get behind on games, then games. No.
I agree with you.
The only reason I say keep the League Cup now, because you're in the semi-finals. There's four teams left. There's two. You know, there's only two games because they're not playing over two legs in the semi-finals this year. So if it was me, the League Cup, I'd play Saturday, Sunday, the semi-finals.
And then Wednesday, Thursday.
No, because semi-finals, it's the finals. So on a Thursday night, get the final out of the way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Get it done. I don't think, personally, if it's two...
Thursday night, Channel 5.
Yeah, and if it's two London clubs, if it's Brentford and Tottenham in the final, Wembley. If it's not Brentford or bloody Tottenham, and it's Man United and someone else. See, the Man United game, that is weird, because the game's going to be played in London. You're from Manchester. Let's put it right dead in the middle. Let's play the game at Birmingham or Aston Villa's ground.
I was just going to say, why aren't we playing in Birmingham?
Yeah, It's ridiculous.
Or Milton Keynes. Why don't we play the Milton Keynes?
You should not be traveling all the way down to London for that.
No, because you're also risking more infection.
Yeah. I know.
I say Milton Keynes in front of the concrete cows.
But what they could do right now, if they're really worried, is rearrange the fixtures. So clubs from up north just play each other and clubs from down south just play each other for a few weeks as well. Mm-hmm. So, Andrew, let's get yours. Winner of the league, Man United position, and do you think you win a cup?
It's an hard one because with everything going on.
I don't want to know if you've got a hard one, mate. That's disgusting. Don't play with her pussy and you've got an hard one. What is going on with you?
If it does, the thing is, if we can get the players in what we can, I say we could. I won't say this year, maybe next year, but I can say.
Just go off the place you've got right now.
I can say us getting third or second, and I can see Chelsea getting finishing the top four off.
So we're both back in the season.
No, I can see him finishing the top four somewhere.
You think we can win a cup? Are you in Europa
League? We're in the Europa League, yeah.
I don't win that easily. No, you can't win that. That's not
No, I don't think we'll win that. I don't think we'll win that, and that's been truthful with you.
There's no big clubs in it.
Yeah, but no. If we beat City on Wednesday night,
is that
I think we'll win that cup.
Oh,
I think we'll win that cup.
That'd be a good game to watch.
On Wednesday night, United and City. I think if we beat City that night on Wednesday, I think we'll have that cup, and that's the only cup we're getting.
You're thinking about City. I'll give you the mouth-watering thing now, Don. I want to watch. I want both your reactions. Man City, you win. You're in the final. Tottenham win. You're in the final against Jose Mourinho, a guy who's a
senior
winner.
Can I just say something? If we beat Man City, expect a shock. God, I think Spurs would get beat.
I don't say it's a shock because I think you're both very close as teams.
I think Spurs would get beat.
I think if you went out there and asked 20 people, I think you'd nearly get 50-50 on who they would think would win the game. You're both good teams going forward. You're both not the
first. No, I don't mean the Wednesday. I don't mean United and City.
Oh, no. Brentford might be. Tottenham would destroy.
I think they would beat Spurs. I really do.
Let's wrap this up here. We've ranted most of the show about Frank Lampard and Chelsea. Seriously. But hopefully a few more will be back next time. I will not be on all the time, guys. The idea of this show is we're mixing the team around, so it's not the same people all the time, so it's not the same views. This has never been done with us three before, so it's worked quite well. Follow us on Twitter at RantFootball1. Follow Donna on Twitter at Donna Lane Cameron. And I can't remember Andrew.
It's Andy Green 99, I think it is.
Is it? I'm literally rushing now onto it to try and find it out. So people bear with me. Andy, yeah, it's Andy G MUFC 20. So there you go, people. I don't forget Paul is on there as well. It's at Paul David 28. He doesn't really post. Simon's on there at Simon and Juliet, or Simon Says Pod. Craig's on there at B. I can't remember. There's too many guys. I'll put in the show links and just join and follow everyone on Twitter. No one really posts much to it. We're all old and lazy. But as I said,
was the holidays.
Also, guys, if you'd like to come on, get hold of me on Twitter, as I said, at RantFootball1. Email me at RantFootball1@gmail.com. Also, check out the YouTube show, which is looking a mess right now because I didn't think was going to have a laptop quick enough, so I made everyone record on their own. So happens I could have done it. But that will be coming out. But that's what I mean. The laptop showed up right now. We're on it. It's here. I didn't have it until today to play with. So it is out. That will be coming out. It's going to be different. In February, that will be going back to normal. Breaking news. I hate to upset a few people here. Andrew, I'm looking at you.
Hold on, Phil. I'm going shit on the kids out of bed, mate.
Okay, I'll let you go, mate. I'll just explain. Right. So, see you later, Andrew. I'm not bringing Rant Football predictions back next season.
You're not?
No, what I'm going to do, this is going to be the fun. Instead of having a show for it, what takes too much putting together, and people, you don't realise, I do Rant Football here. the podcast. I do Rant Football YouTube. I do Ghost Aliens Beyond, my other podcast. Check that out. That's my highest listened to podcast. Loads of people think that seems to be, everyone loves that show for some reason. Ghost Aliens Beyond, obviously Andrew still hasn't officially left, is basically me talking ghost stories, aliens, anything else. We're also doing things on conspiracy theories like the nutcases who believe in flat earths. I might even go into,
I know, I've been a guest on it.
Yes, Donna has been a guest, so is Andrew, funny enough. Simon is my co-host on there. We are coming back for season two in February for that. But as I said, I've got that. Then me and Simon do TEF Pod. That's the Epic Florida podcast. It's on YouTube and a podcast. And then I've just got back together with Craig, who's only once. We're doing Orlando again. What's a trip advice? And people planning trips, holidays to Orlando. Very grown up, a lot of swearing in that. If you watch the last Rant Football YouTube, that's what me and Craig and Simon are like together. So please get back into that, guys. We are bringing that very soon. But that is why Rant Football Predictions is leaving at the end of this season. But Donna, don't worry. Between all of us, what I'm going to do is we can continue doing predictions, but just send them to each other. And we won't go through the results. We're just, every once in a while on the podcast, we're to say how everyone's getting on the league and who's first and all that. But it'd just be a bit it's a lot easier. Like, and it gives gives people more time. We'll keep this going. If people want this on YouTube to see our ugly faces, yet again, tweet us or anything. I probably will put it on YouTube next season anyway. But I just won't do anything fancy with it. But yeah, the prediction show, this is the last year of it. I love the podcast more. I like swearing more. I like arguing. The idea of the name Rant Football. So, Donna, you've been a star for coming on today. What's the weather like in America? I don't know where you are, Washington State.
What's that, Phil?
What's the weather like?
Oh, it's nice today. It's 55 degrees Fahrenheit, not Celsius. I think that's about 50 minus 30 is 20. It's about 15 degrees Celsius.
Really? Would you like to know what we are here right now before we finally disappear and I stop prancing away? We are about, I believe, 3 Celsius down south in England.
Well, because you got our snow the other day. I'm sorry that we sent that to you.
We didn't get that down south. That went all up north. We don't get snow down where I am. Trust me.
Oh, that's right. Paul got all that.
Yeah. Where I am, we hardly see snow. The last time I saw really thick snow, what was amazing, up to my knees, my dog was about 2 years old. My dog is now coming on 12.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
So people, you don't want to hear about rant dogs and rant snow. So Donna, yet again, thanks for being on. And everybody.
Or my cat.
And Donna's going to go and stroke her pussy. And on that note, we're out of here. See you all soon.
Bye, everybody.
Well, the full-time whistle has blown. Thank you for listening to another episode of Rant Football UK. If you enjoyed it, please go over to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and a nice little comment if you can. Also, check us out on Twitter at RantFootball1. If you'd like to come on with us and have a rant, email us at rantfootball1@gmail.com.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.